From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Coronavirus testing is ramping up in Utah, but still it's not enough, according to Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. In a video Saturday night, he said part of the problem is a nationwide shortage of a needed chemical.
We got the kits, but if you don't have enough of the reagent, you can't expand the testing. It would be like getting a printer without the ink cartridges.
The State Department of Health ran roughly 80 tests Saturday, only around 50 on Friday. Intermountain Healthcare and the University of Utah Health System are running them, too. More than 500 people in Utah have been screened, according to the lieutenant governor. Restaurants, bars, churches, and gyms in Park City closed for a month beginning yesterday in an effort to control the spread of COVID-19. The order comes from Summit County officials and is countywide. The area was the site of Utah's first documented case of community spread. That's when someone tests positive without having any contact with another known case. Park City's major ski resorts also shut down on Sunday. More than 7,000 people work in the area's bars, restaurants, and service industries. Officials are allowing restaurants to continue offering drive-through or takeout services. Grocery stores will also remain open. The Salt Lake City School District released its plan yesterday for remote teaching and learning that will start Wednesday. Superintendent Lexi Cunningham says the work is intended to keep student skills sharp through review of material already taught in the classroom. Laptops will be available for checkout, and internet access will be free for 2 months through Comcast's Internet Essentials partnership with the district. But the lessons won't be exclusively online. Officials say teachers may prepare packets and other materials for students to complete, plus food and hygiene kits will be ready for pickup at community learning centers beginning Wednesday. All the details are at coronavirus.slcschools.org. As of today, Utah's bookmobile service will be curbed for 2 weeks to limit the spread of COVID-19 and protect mobile library staff. Communities in 10 rural counties and the small town of Vernon in Tooele County will go without materials, internet access, and other services provided by the bookmobile, which serves areas that don't have easy access to public libraries. The Utah State Library operates the bookmobiles. Officials there say they'll follow the guidance of local and state health officials to determine when service can resume. Anyone can access Utah's online library for ebooks and audiobooks, movies, music, and more. About 24 Utahns returned home last night after being quarantined following a cruise. The State Department of Health says they arrived at the Utah Air National Guard base on a special charter from Dobbins Air Force Base. The 23 were asymptomatic following their debarking from the Grand Princess cruise ship a week ago. Last night, none showed signs of COVID-19 and either tested negative or are awaiting results. They'll be monitored by state or local public health departments and will quarantine for 2 weeks. Officials say they pose no risk to the community. The Utah tech company Qualtrics is suing the booking agency for the band The Killers. The company says the rock band wants to be paid for a show it was supposed to play during Qualtrics' annual conference. That was canceled last week because of the coronavirus outbreak. The company plans to reschedule its user summit at the Salt Palace Convention Center in Salt Lake City, which has closed because of the contagion. Qualtrics says Los Angeles-based SME Entertainment Group refused to support its decision to cancel. SME has not commented on the suit. And in other news, it's official. New federal guidelines say it's okay to haze a grizzly with a paint gun. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen explains.
Grizzly bears are listed under the Endangered Species Act, so it's illegal to harass them. However, if they need to be discouraged from sniffing around your home or your barn, you can haze them. But there was controversy over how you could do that. Well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service just expanded those methods. In addition to old-school techniques like banging on pots and pans, it added shooting the animal with a paintball gun. And bear advocates support the idea, including Ann Smith with the nonprofit Shoot 'Em with a Camera.
Well, I think whatever it takes to deter the bears from coming onto private property is necessary as long as it doesn't harm the bear.
She does say a paintball gun should be used as a last resort. Still, deterrence is important.
Because, as we say, a fed bear is a dead bear.
The agency asks that if you do use these techniques, you do it safely and responsibly. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto. KUER News.